Welcome to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches, real life stories of Canadian real estate investors. Learn more at www.barrymaguire.ca.
So, Tales from the Trenches, stories about things that come across my desk. People tell us stories, and they're great learning experiences for us as you see what other folks have done, and you can learn something or avoid something. So that's what Tales from the Trenches is. We're going to do it tonight. All right, travel and tenants. Travel and tenants. So where do you find properties? Properties are where you find them, and if you are looking for something, you just have to put it out there. So in our first story, our members have a couple of properties, a couple of three-bedroom bungalows. They bought them. They put good long-term tenants in. It's positive cash flow, and it's time for the next property. What are we going to buy? So they're kind of talking about, you know, should we buy a multifamily? Should we buy a multifamily? They mention it to their realtor, and wouldn't you know, 2 weeks later, the realtor says, I've got something for you. A 12-suite apartment building. And why is this 12-suite apartment building available? Because the owner is an out-of-town owner. He's a bad manager, and he's having to drive from where he lives to where his 12-suite building is, and he's doing it every week, and he's mad. He hasn't learned how to manage property, and he's done with it. He's now done with it. He's a motivated vendor. Our members say, yeah, we're interested in that. To heck with those three-bedroom bungalows. Let's move on to multifamily. It doesn't take very long, and the deal is negotiated. So the first part of this tale is about if you want something, you have to put it out there, and we'll talk a little bit later about how you can find some of these properties. All right, fine to buy the multifamily, but then there's three stories that come up within this. Our members say to the owner, before we close, we'd like to do a prepossession inspection. We just want to have a little walkthrough and make sure it's all still the same as it was when we put our offer in. And the seller vendor goes, no way, I'm not letting you walk do that. There is no right to a prepossession inspection in any of the standard contracts, either the residential contract or the commercial contract. You don't have that right to have a last walkthrough and a look-see and see what's going on with it. People think you should have that right, but if you examine that, what are you going to say to an owner who's just sold you his property and it's absolutely beautiful? He's taken great care of it. It's a pristine property. It looks great, and you buy it, and you go, I just would like to have the right to walk through at the end. Well, I just want to make sure it's just still the same as it was when we put our offer in. Now you're making the guy mad. Don't you see what the place looks like? I mean, what do you think I'm going to do to it between now and when you close? And you make him mad. When there isn't any reason to have an inspection, it's very hard to draft that kind of a clause, almost impossible. If, on the other hand, he's got two old cars in the driveway, or if he's got a partially finished bathroom in the basement that you want to make sure is done before you close, those are the kinds of things that you can put in a contract, and you very specifically say, okay, what are you going to do, by when, and if you don't do it, what's the dollar figure attached? But if there's no reason, you can't have a prepossession inspection. It just doesn't work. In the second scenario, there was only one vacancy in this 12-suiter, and the seller didn't mind that they tried to rent it before closing. He was cooperative about that. So they did some advertising, they took 10 applications, picked the best one from the bunch of 10, and sat down with the proposed tenant 15 days until he would move in, and they signed the lease, and they took an equivalent one month's rent as a security deposit. That's what they called it, security deposit. 2 days later, what does the tenant say? Sorry, I can't move in, and I want my deposit back. In the third scenario, there's a couple of bad tenants in there, a couple of really iffy tenants. They don't fit the tenant profile. Would like to get rid of them. And one of our members' dad was helping out with the takeover and the move. And he goes, just kick them out. Give them 30 days notice and give them the old boot. That was the suggestion there. So, in the first scenario with the deposit, do they have to give that money back or can they keep it when the tenant didn't move in? They have to give it back because it's a security deposit. Security deposits are for damages that people do to a suite when they're in there, they move out, and they've treated it badly. That's what a security deposit is for. Always make that the first chunk of money you get a rent deposit. No right to prepossession inspections. They are very difficult and very difficult to draft. And even if you have one of the ones where there's a bathroom to be fixed in the basement or cars to be hauled away, talk to your lawyer or your mortgage broker or realtor or somebody to get some help with drafting those. They need precision with respect to what exactly is going to happen, by when, and if it doesn't happen, what's the monetary cost? So watch for that. All right. No right to kick out on 30 days notice. Used to be in Alberta, 30 days, but it isn't like that anymore. You just can't kick somebody out. You have to have a reason under the Residential Tenancies Act, RTA, Residential Tenancies Act, and the regulations. Check that out. The landlord and tenant subsection of the Service Alberta website is really good.
Thanks for listening to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches. Get the inside scoop on real estate investing from one of Canada's foremost real estate lawyers. To print this tale, and for more valuable investing insights, go to www.barrymaguire.ca.